Hello, my name's Ursula White and I am the Projects Director for Independent Cinema Milton Keynes. I've been working with Bill G and the International Festival team here in Milton Keynes to bring about a film and music event. We have a full-length feature film, which is the first animation film that is still surviving, made in 1926 by a German filmmaker called Lotte Reiniger. We also have a short film which is preceding the event, which is made by a local filmmaker who was brought up in Olney and has worked with Tim Sell from Baby Cow Productions to produce this film called Marvin, which is it's a nice fit with our other animation. And so the main feature is based on the Arabian Nights. It's a lovely paper cutout shadow animation, and we really hope that it's going to engage audiences and that children will love it and adults too, and it will be great.
So this is going to be a modern score put to the old film?
That's right, it's going to be a modern score. Mira Kallix works with electronic music, and it's very different from the traditional scores you get, which tend to be quite romantic, and this is something that's going to really change the way that we see the film. So,
would this film have had a number of different scores when it was originally shown? Was it a case of ad-libbing to what people saw on the screen?
I think originally the film had no score at all, and a lot of animated films, when they first started, just went without a score, and scores were introduced later on. And I know that the BFI, they've recently restored the film. They have a DVD box set edition, and that has a very sort of traditional sort of composed score with proper instruments, if you like. I don't know what the proper term is.
Traditional instruments,
that's the one, yeah. But Mira comes from a completely different direction, and she's now scoring Hitchcock films as well, so she's really on the up, I think.
Definitely, by the sounds of things. It sounds crazy when you say this was originally released without a score. To actually think of a film being out there and people sitting in silence.
I know, it is amazing. I think how we watch film is really different now. I mean, we're so used to seeing images all the time, and how we interpret those images is really interesting.
Yes.
They can't wait to get
in. They're desperate to come in.
Where can people find out about this project online?
Well, we have a website, Independent Cinema Milton Keynes, which is ic-mk.org. We run a touring cinema project called Vagabond Cinema that goes from venue to venue, and we also run a filmmakers network, which is about nurturing creative talent in the city and just generally raising the platform for film in Milton Keynes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you get on, and people will be herding in any moment. Thank you.
Cheers.